Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Is poverty in America overstated? That's a concern, driving a potential change to the way the Office of Management and Budget uses the Consumer Price Index to calculate poverty. Freddie Mejia at the Commonwealth Institute says that change could be disastrous for thousands of Virginians who would lose access to health care, or children who would no longer receive free or reduced price lunch.
These are people with disabilities, children, seniors, and also people of color who are overrepresented in poverty due to historical and present-day inequalities in income, education, and generational wealth.
Bill Bergman is director of research at the Chicago-based nonprofit Truth in Accounting, and he says the accounting tweak doesn't necessarily mean people would lose access to health care or children would miss out on lunch.
What this effort is trying to do is to improve, in theory, the measurement of inflation, and that's it may have the side effect of reducing the number of people, but that can easily be fixed if you care about delivering the same amount of services to poor people by changing the qualification levels.
Those qualification levels would need to be changed at the state and federal levels. So there's a real risk to thousands of people in Virginia who might lose services, at least in the short term. The comment period on the change is open through the end of this month. I'm Michael Pope.